WAT Mobile.
WAT KD2BNG, how you doing?
Doing really good. Nice to know that I have somebody out there installed a radio here and haven't tested it yet.
Coming through was pretty much full quieting. In fact, if it's on the higher power setting, you could possibly even back it down.
Wow, I'm on low.
Hash in the background, but your signal is fine. The hash may be, I don't know what. No, I hear you just fine.
What of?
Holding at the moment.
At the moment.
Working, antenna's working. I don't know if your call sign is familiar to me or not. I don't always write everyone down. But, you know, there's a net at 9 o'clock. Test it out more then.
Very good. Yeah, I'm Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey Alpha Tango.
WAT. Mumble. Mine is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf.
All these call signs are like a mouthful.
Right. Now you get used to them. In fact, I think you probably get to the point where you don't know the person's actual name, but you sort of remember most of their call sign.
Being a possibility. Yes, definitely.
All the time. I was asking about another operator who I hadn't heard on this repeater in a while, and I said, whatever happened to he doesn't hang I didn't have his name. Oh, Robert. Yeah, he doesn't hang around this repeater that much anymore. He works HF and, you know, all these other bands.
It would be a little bit of a confusion there, especially since we're basically using just call signs. I don't know what the etiquette is on that. Are you supposed to use a person's name? I guess you can, can't you?
After the initial is a contact is established, you can pretty much do whatever the heck you want. Now, if a third station were to jump in right now, I suppose he would give his call sign, and we would give ours, and then continue with whatever we were doing. So at the beginning of the transmission, at the end of the transmission, and usually at 10 minutes intervals into the transmission. Although I don't know how that's all enforced on the honor system. I don't think the FCC could listen to every possible channel.
Nor do I. So are you a technician, a general, or an extra?
In 2011 or 2012? I'm guessing 2012. So what is that, 8 or 9 years?
So you got to take another test in a few months here?
Granted the license for whatever class it is you've got, it's good for 10 years. All I would have to do, let's see, is that coming up 2022 maybe? All I would really have to do is go in and renew it. I mean, once you're granted the license, you're granted the license.
Okay. Yeah, I'm studying for my general. I've been a technician for a number of years now, and it's kind of coming down to the wire that either I do something and move on, or I just stay where I am.
Get me an HF rig and a proper antenna. I've been missing out on HF too much. The only antenna I had put up was a random long wire running between two telephone poles. And one end of that came down, and then I eventually said the heck with it.
HOA that's not really favorable to hams, even though they've kind of finesse the law a little bit, but I still have to hide everything, so it gets kind of interesting. I don't have that much, but I pretty much, for my base station, I use a J-pole for the 2 meter, and I'm really surprised it does really well.
The pole for the other 2 meter rig isn't even outside. It's in the corner of the room sitting against the wall. As long as the wall is not concrete and steel, and as long as there's no electronics nearby, a J-Fold works well even indoors. You know, these walls down here are typically what? They're usually wood. So it's not like up north where I had concrete and metal.
Yeah, I would think that would be difficult to get through.
Yeah, there's any one of a dozen. Well, you've already made one, so you already know. Yeah, the copper tubing J-pole, easy to make. What I'm thinking of doing is taking that J-pole, scaling it up to 10 meters, and putting it on the roof. So that's going to be a big J-pole, because let's see, the driven element on that thing is going to be about 8 feet long. The other element's going to be 24 feet long. Yeah, this is going to be a big antenna. I'll put that on the roof, and I'll have something for 10 meters.
Now, can you operate that horizontally, or is it strictly vertical?
Yeah, I could put a J-pole horizontally. It's not typical for 2 meters and 70 centimeters in the higher bands, but I guess, yeah, anything much below 10 meters or so, sure, you could make a horizontal J-pole. Now, for anything very much bigger, you know, the reason I mentioned 10 meters is anything much bigger than 10 meters is going to get big. But, yeah, I suppose that would work, just put it horizontally.
Yeah, I have a 10-meter mobile rig that I just got it was a Striker. I got their matching antenna with it. But as a technician, I can't really go very far with it as far as band-wise. So it's kind of limited, and I'm not really sure if I've even picked up anybody. Yeah, I was thinking that a J-pole 10-meter would be kind of an interesting thing, but again, it's that HOA thing. I'd have to disguise it as something.
If you make it out of copper tubing, it does look like pipes. You know, you make it look like water pipes or something. I'm sure you could disguise it for... Now, the other thing you can do is, I don't know what you have for your mobile rig. They're available on a bunch of different wavelengths, those hamstick antennas. They're available for like 10, 15, 20, 40, 75 meters. And, you know, put that on the top of your car and on a magnetic mount. Well, that's going to look funny. But actually, I'm going to do that. I got a van that's never going to move in its life ever again. I'll put it on top of the van, and I'll run the feed line in through the window. Hey, it's not on the house. It's on a van. But the other thing you can do with those is there's a clamp thing that'll hold two of them back-to-back. So you can make a horizontal antenna out of two hamsticks.
That's interesting. So how long is a hamstick?
Generally about 7 feet. You know, the different wavelengths are created by loading coils in the base or, you know, around that or, you know, around the fiberglass part of the antenna. The two I have are about 7 feet long. So, you know, it looks kind of funny on your car, but a little bit tall for your car and truck. But I would do that. I would put some junker truck near the house and run the feed line from that into your house. Well, hey, it's not on my house. It's on my car.
I mean, the idea of making my gutter into an antenna, but I'm not sure how I do that. I'll have to try the hamstick idea. That's an interesting idea. I took a wire and tried to do a dipole and manufacture that, but I put the 10 meter on it, and it has a standing wave ratio meter on it, and it's like way over the top on that. It's getting a lot of giving me a lot of feedback, and so I got to figure out something, either make it longer or make it shorter.
got now is just, what, just a length of wire?
I took a couple of lengths of wire, about 8 feet on each side, and I had a dipole on it, and a proper one made by MFJ, Mighty Fine Junk, and it didn't cooperate, we'll just say that, and so I got some regular wire, put it on, and reconnoitered it, and brought it over to the radio, but it doesn't seem to be working the way I need it.
The other thing you can do, now let's see, a half-wave antenna, unless I'm wrong, doesn't necessarily have to have a ground plane. So, a half wavelength on 10 meters would be like 16 feet. Or no, am I wrong? Or is it 32 feet? Maybe 16 feet. Heck, you could just take a piece of 16-foot pipe and run it up the side of the building. You know, find the non-conductive side of the building. And, well, I don't know, it's a water pipe. You know, go up the side of the building and, you know, a foot or two off the ground, put a grounding clamp on it, and, yeah, there's an antenna. It's a half-wave antenna on 10 meters.
That's like a really good idea. I could call it a narrow drain pipe. That would be fine. Over.
Horizontal. If it's horizontal, you could almost make it look like a drain pipe. There's ways to, let's see, a horizontal end-fed thing, 16-foot long something, end-fed, would that be a proper antenna? Yeah, I guess it could be.
I gotta go now, but it's been very nice talking with you, and, thank you for giving me a superb radio check, and maybe I'll catch you on the net tonight. Kilo Victor 4 Whiskey Alpha Tango Clear.
For WAT KD2 BNG 73s, you have a good one.